Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Miss Tiffany.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Girl, I got a whole new headset and I'm learning how to use this daggum thing.
Oh, okay.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm trying to make it.
I feel you.
No, power got knocked out about 12:30 last night and I'm one of those fan sleepers.
Me too.
You got to have that fan on. And then when the power got knocked out, the fan noise stopped. So what did I do? I woke up and then I've just been up and I'm tired.
I know it.
That kid just want to go to bed.
I know that's right.
I just want to go sleep. All right, my love. Have you seen your QAs lately?
Yes, I have. I was just looking at them earlier.
All right. So the Alabama emergency QA.
Mm-hmm.
I will be able to dispute that one because this they docked you for talking to someone else in the opening, which was not you, but you did not read the closing script verbatim on that call. And you know with Alabama Emergency, they are real picky.
Right.
Of the state.
Okay, I've seen that. Because I seen that. I said, I can't believe I didn't close that call right. But then when I seen talking in the background, I was like, who could I have been talking to? Ain't nobody here. But okay,
yeah, I'll be able to dispute the first half, that talking to someone else at open, because that was not you. That was not, I had two different members of my senior and someone else listen as well. They confirmed it was not you. It didn't sound like no one in your household. I didn't think it did. But anyway, so that one's going to be taken care of. It will be reduced to a 10, or not a 10, a 90. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Because of the not verbatim thing. The next one was that TH quality call one.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wrong number, but you dispositioned it as a prank call.
Oh, that was the man that told me he loved me. I did disposition it as a prank call because I really thought it was a prank call because he told me, I love you, and I really thought it was a prank call. I really did.
And it was an actual issue. He was trying to call somebody. I can't remember what about now. I just listened to the call not even 30 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I did just listen to the call, and it was about – he was trying to call someone about a check he paid or something. Anyway, it was a wrong number. So in those events where I do see where you could have – I love you thing, but that's just old people. They slip up. It's just like a kid telling their teacher, hey, mom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It could just be a reflex. But they did deduct you those 20 points because of the wrong disposition.
Mm-hmm.
When you have phone calls that are wrong numbers, you'll either choose the wrong number disposition. In the event the wrong number disposition is not there,
right,
you choose customer service.
Gotcha.
It is only to be chosen prank if it is a prank. That's because I think they reduced that time from billing the company.
Gotcha. Okay.
Either that or they charge them for them. I don't know. That's above my pay grade, but I know that there's something
right.
We need to watch with that. That's why. So.
Okay.
All right. So that's the bad stuff, pretty much. Just wanted to go over those with you.
All right.
Got any questions regarding those?
No, ma'am. I mean, I was just going over my QA. I was just going over 3 minutes ago.
Good, 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 good. All right. Now, I do have a slightly serious note regarding admin.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Lady. What did I tell you about getting proofreaders?
What I did wrong?
I think Kayla already talked to you about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was like last week, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Girl, proof everything.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, have you seen your attendance lately? I just want to check in and make sure everything's okay with you, because this at a 72 right now.
That's fine, because
not normal for you.
Ms. D probably haven't put my excuses in yet, because I sent her excuse for, matter of fact, I didn't send one for Monday, because I didn't go to the doctor till that Tuesday. Tuesday on, I think I left at 10. So I did send her that excuse for Tuesday, and I sent her an excuse for yesterday. And I was, you know, explaining to her that, because when I sent her my excuse from yesterday, I did tell her, sorry for missing so many days, but I explained to her that my kids was having health issues, which I explained that to Kayla, I think last week I told her about it. But I have, you know, had a chance to talk to you. So I was telling her that I have more appointments that's coming up that's dealing with my kids. And so she just told me to see if I could swap with someone. I explained that it's kind of hard to swap with people because Nate said I can only swap with someone that has admin, that I can't just swap with anyone. They have to have the same skills that I have. They have to be admin. So Ms. D told me. Yeah, I hate that.
No, no one else is going to be able to do admin. No one else has to do admin for you because that's why we have two Monday through Friday, you and Rachel.
Listen, I try to explain that to him that I do. I don't do admin. I just do OMAS admin. I don't do the regular admin. I tried to explain that to Nate, but honestly, Nate is hard to deal with. But that's going to be another thing. But this time he was really good because Ms. D told me, she was like, so in one of my kids, because they have more appointments that's coming up for this month. So she told, well, April. So she told me to just send the notices to Nate so he can go ahead and have everything covered. So I got one of the appointments in the mail yesterday. So I sent him that appointment. So what he did was, because I told him, you know, like the time that I had to be there and the time that I needed to leave work. So he went ahead and told me, like, for April the 1st, which is next Thursday, I told him that it's a doctor's appointment that's at 2:30, that I can at least work to 1:30. So he said that was fine. And I told him that I can work, you know, make it up on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So he said that was fine too. So he said, and I told him that they called and gave me the appointments, but they're mailing the information to me in the mail too. So he said that as soon as I get those letters that's coming in the mail, just to email it to him. So I did the one that I got yesterday. So me and him already took care of that. He's going to let me be off work from 6 to 1:30 on the next Thursday coming up. And then I make that up on that 4th. And I think he got me down from 8 to 9:30. And then he said, when I get the other ones, just send that, and then we'll work those out. So that's why I missed, when I told you this morning, he's like, you need help with something. I thought I had in just positioned a call, but I was reading what him and Miss D had sent me. So he had sent me the opportunity to work this weekend to make up those hours. And he was just asking if I wanted to work the hours that he sent to me. And I was telling him that was fine. So they got me working this weekend to make up those hours. Miss D probably just haven't put those excuses in yet. But she has them.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see all that information. I try and keep an eye on everyone's attendance because, you know, I'm your team lead. I mean, I'm not the one who really enforces all that, but I at least want to know what's going on, where my team is, see if there's something we could do. But honestly, I'll be honest with you, it seems like you got it under wraps.
Yeah, after Ms. D told me just send everything over to Nate this morning, I went ahead and sent it to him.
Now, since you do admin for OMAX, if you know you're going to be missing the day, shoot us, like, to OMAX admin, shoot us an email when you know you're not going to be here, like with Monday, with the event of your son, I think it was your son, you said?
My daughter.
Your daughter. So, yeah, just shoot an email to OMAX admin. That way we know we need to go ahead and schedule Rachel more time for admin to get everything done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense, because I think the next one...
And it'll
one
be that, vice versa as well.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll let you know, because my youngest has an appointment, because I haven't gotten it in the mail, but I told Nate, but the appointment, and I'll put it in admin groups in our chat so you'll know as well. But the one that's for Thursday, it'll be okay on that one, because I'm going to work to 1:30. But on the 12th is when my youngest has to go to the Children's Hospital in Birmingham. So, I told him on that day, because it's at 1, so I told him that I would work from 6 to 10, so Rachel would have to do admin after then, because at 10, I'd be leaving. And then the next appointment is at 10 that morning. The next appointment is on the 21st, which is at 10, so I don't know exactly how me and him are going to work that out, but I know that I, you know, won't be in that morning, because I have to be there at 10.
Is he adjusting your schedule to that? Like, is it going to show green?
Yes, that's
days, like when you're going to be off? Okay.
Yes, he already did that one.
Okay, so I should have, when I go to make y'all's the coverage doc and everything, so long as you've already requested and it's already taken care of in the system, I'll be able to see around it. I was more referencing, like, you know, the little last minute emergencies.
Got you. Okay,
but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got you. But so
That's the main concern.
So the only one that he has in now is the one for April the 1st. He already got that on my schedule because I checked it as well. So he already got that in for April the 1st. He just haven't got the other ones in yet because he told me once I get them in the mail, the dates, then just send him a copy of it. Then he'll put it to the schedule.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. That sounds good.
Okay.
What you want to talk about? How's your cold seem?
Oh, good. Today has been wonderful.
Good. Overall, let's see. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not good at the small talk type stuff because this was to go over your QAs and do a little bit of team bonding here. Unfortunately, I am not this good.
I understand.
You still love me, right?
Oh, you know I love you. Quit playing. Oh, yes, I do.
Anything I can do to help you, I should say.
Oh, boy, take my kids to all these doctor's appointments.
Girl, no, ma'am, I don't do kids. Anything else. I do anything for you. Anything but that.
That's about it.
Kids are great until they start crying. When they start crying, that's somebody else's problem.
Oh, they big kids. I don't think they'll cry as much. Maybe my 6-year-old, but she usually don't cry as much, so she's okay. My 14-year-old, oh, honey, no, she's good.
All righty. Well, I do believe that is it. And, you know, reach out. Let us know if there's anything we can do to help, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.